Would you explain in English the Pali blessing you chant after the meal offering? I can't remember the whole translation, but I know it is very beautiful and complements the concept of metta. I can't remember it either. Truth be told. It's one of the reasons why we don't do it in English is because we haven't got a really good translation for it yet. And we've tried on various occasions, and it's either hokey or clunky. And that's it. We haven't been able to get it into English. But essentially, the chant is a wish, a recognition of the goodness that has been done by the offering and generosity that allows us to receive those offerings. And one of the images is as a sort of like with water, as it wells up and overflows, then the goodness spreads forth, and recognizing the goodness that is done by the power of that goodness, may you be free from difficulty, illness, receive blessings of goodness, and that through the force of the goodness that's been done, may you experience good health, long life, happiness, and well-being. And then the last chant is also, by the power of the Buddha, by the power of the Dhamma, by the power of the Sangha, may the devas protect you. May the forces of goodness, celestial beings, protect you, and may you live happily. Something like that. So it's a very beautiful chant, and it is unfortunate that we still haven't got it together yet in English. But they're called like Anamotana chants. There's a few different ones. That's the basic ones we use. But Anamotana literally means sort of like delighting in the goodness that has been done. So that's the gist of it, the thrust of it.